Now we're going to be joined by today's guest, Mia. Afternoon, Mia.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Yes.
Good.
How's the day been with you?
Pretty cruisy. Beautiful day.
Yes. Working away up in the creamery?
Dreamview
Creamery, that is.
Dreamview,
yeah.
I do the sales, social media, marketing, any other random and business stuff that needs doing.
All right.
All of the Instagram and stuff is me plugging away.
Well done.
Yeah.
And, you know, before we get into the Dreamview stuff, what were you doing before that? Yeah.
I've done a bit of farming, I was down on the Whanganui River actually managing a horse trekking business, rescuing horses, retraining them for trekking, and taking people on high country station, sheep and beef station, but got made redundant with COVID, so I moved back to Rags.
Right on.
Yeah, I used to live here years ago, so it's nice to be back.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you do last time you was here?
Rag in the Surfing School, Wild Coast Ruapuki, Soul Shoes, Heap Sister.
Right, okay.
Yeah, oh, worked for a few of these, Raglan businesses.
Yeah, okay then.
Yeah.
All right, and so you're back in town and then you decided to hook up with the Dreamview crew.
I did.
Yeah. How long ago was that now?
Like, I've been there 6 months.
6 months already?
Yeah.
Jeez, time flies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. When you fit into the family, it goes fast.
Excellent, yes. Excellent. And, you know, you're just outlining before what you kind of do up there and things like that. And so what's your usual day look like, would you say, up there?
My usual day is turn up, have a cup of tea.
Yes.
Have a yarn.
Yes.
Say hello to my horse. Pat the dogs. bit of social media. We obviously like to try keep that up and going. My mission at the moment is to try branch us out towards Auckland, Tauranga. Right. So, I'm the one kind of pushing some new products, trying to get us into some businesses, office deliveries up in Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone's got any mates that need good quality glass bottle milk in their offices up there and businesses. And we've got some new kind of catering size milk pails that are really awesome. So we're trying to push that to make it easier for restaurants, cafes, businesses.
Those dinky little bottles I've seen.
And those as well. Yeah,
oh, they're different things.
Well, so the catering pails we've got are the kind of like 5 litre, 10 litre for restaurants that want to use milk but without the kind of the plastic.
So like a wine bladdery sort of thing or something?
More like an old school stainless steel catering, like milk pail.
Oh, gotcha.
Milk bucket.
Yeah.
So we've got those that we're trying to make it easier for businesses around, obviously Hamilton, Auckland, Tauranga, to use bulk options but without, having heaps of plastic bottles.
Yeah.
So that's a new product we're pushing at the moment. And then, the little 250ml room size, which are super cute. They're for motels, hotels, Airbnbs, those sorts of things. So again, just making it easier for those sorts of businesses to use glass bottles and doing it for them, basically.
Man, it's going to save a lot of waste, though, because when you go to a motel or something, you get the little plastic rip-off top things, and that's
the
like
worst.
One per cup of tea. And
they are the worst. Worst thing in the world.
So
trying to get rid of those.
Nice. Yeah, they're good, saving the planet. One step at a time, Dreamview.
One little milk bottle at a time.
Yes, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
And I was up there this morning getting some milk for myself, and I saw a few special little bottles tucked away in the corner. Do you want to do the big reveal about what's happening up there today?
The big reveal?
Yes.
I think most people know the big reveal because it's been hounded and requested by everyone. But, we are making chocolate milk this afternoon.
There you are, folks, chocolate milk.
The old famous chocolate milk. So Raglan chocolate, our little collab that we like to do. So limited edition just over Easter weekend, as usual. It is very limited edition. It flies very fast. But just before I came here, I put it live on the website, so you can order it now. Now.
All right.
But last delivery will be Monday or Tuesday, so.
Right.
Just over the weekend.
You going to get any into like the Foursquare?
There'll be some in Foursquare and there'll be some in Swap.
All right.
But other than that, online. But you can just add it to your normal delivery.
Yeah.
Or Foursquare and Swap.
Or quickly race up the farm and grab it quick before it all goes.
Yeah. or we'll queue up at the door. No, please don't do that.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's exciting. Yeah, no, I've tasted that milk. It's delicious.
It is, yeah.
Chocolate Mike's special little brew in there as well, yeah.
Special little brew, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I know this. You've had this for a while going, but I don't think anyone's talked about it on air. There's also Dreamview Yogurt now, in case anybody wasn't aware.
There is Dreamview Yogurt, yeah. It is. It's been like a weird kept secret until social media came along. But yes, we do. The natural yogurt, the natural probiotic yogurt, it is delicious. Yeah. It actually is quite amazing. And we just launched a new berry flavour as well. So we are keeping up. There are lots of things in the pipeline, yeah. But the yogurt, not many people actually know about or still know about. But yeah, it is extremely good. And that is available from Swap as well, okay, or online.
Yeah.
And so in the berry yogurt. Not Foursquare yet.
Not yet. Right.
Will be. Right. I'm sure it will be at some stage.
As time goes by, yeah. Okay. A bit of a thing there, obviously. We'll leave it there. Because I know it was a long, long time in the pipeline because Bron was, getting the brew just right. And then Jess had, an Everest-sized mountain of paper we had to get through to start doing yogurt stuff properly and things like that. So,
It is a bit of a process that we've now nailed. But it's all homemade up there, by Bronwyn and Jess. And so it is another special brew that is just absolutely come out amazingly. And we've also just potentially started working on a low-fat option as well.
Right.
I mean, our natural yogurt is really good for you anyway, but because we have the Trim milk as well, so it would be a Trim option for the yogurt for a slightly lighter option as well.
I don't know much about making yogurt, do you?
No.
I was thinking,
please don't ask me because.
Yeah, I'm just kind of speculating, right? If Trim milk, because there's not much of a fat content, would it go yogurty, texture?
You just do mixture of the two. Right, so it's a little bit less. It's not full trim, but it will be, less fat content than the full fat.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how are the milk sales all going? Are all around the place, anyways?
All around the place. It's good. So we cover Raglan, Hamilton, Cambridge, and then over to Tauranga as well. Yep. Obviously don't do home deliveries in Tauranga, but lots of businesses, cafes, that sort of stuff. Mm. Again, need more in Tauranga, always need more. So, Tauranga is the hit point and Auckland a hit point. But other than that, it's going good. There's lots of people. I guess it's pretty hard. Obviously it's a slightly more expensive product, but it is totally worth it. Don't have the waste, but times are tough for everyone. So we did do a little price increase recently. So thanks for everyone's support on that. It's good. That's good. We're getting there. The word needs to get out, and it's such a valuable product, and it's so easy. Mm. It's the whole point is to make it easy for people, easy for home deliveries, easy for businesses. And it's really fun working with these guys and being able to develop products specifically for businesses that need systems that are useful and helpful and easy, so it makes us be able to reduce that waste, reduce those plastic bottles, but also make a system that's super easy for people to use.
Oh, for sure, And, you've had to put the price up, everything's gone up, right, so fair enough. But, if you think about it in the long run, if you're buying plastic bottles of milk and things like that all the time, right, and, the overall cost of that in the scheme of things, like going up and get recycled or whatever, and the energy outlet, it's still, you're way better off. If you're looking at it, from product sort of beginning to end, as a cyclic thing, right?
It's a circular system.
Circular economy.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you had a thing up there last week.
We did. Had a team. Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, we had a team come up from circular economy talk. So they spoke to us, Mike from Magnum Chocolate, and the brewery as well, because our three businesses sort of work together, giving each other waste products and stuff to use in different areas of each other's businesses. So, I think there'll be a report or an article on that fairly shortly. So we'll share that with everyone. Some cool stuff. There's a few people from Ag Research that we're going to try work with to get some different ways that we can get some more sustainable systems on the farm side of it, as well as the creamery side. So not like not just that we milk, well, put our milk in glass bottles, but as much as we try to do as much as possible on the farm as well to reduce that, that sustainable system. So yeah, not fertilizing the effluent pond, everything being used heaps.
Yeah,
or the water being used a lot of times before it goes to waste, and recycling our soft plastics and everything that we have to do for the farm side, but trying to think of systems and trying to use systems that fit into that economy and that way of doing things. So yeah, that came out that we're going to start working potentially with people that visited that want to be involved and do some trials and that sort of stuff. So we're all about the development of everything. So it's cool to meet up with like-minded people to work towards something better, both on the creamery side and the farm side, because it is the big picture, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you've got Raglan Gelato also up there as well, these lads, aren't you? Up,
we do, yes. Yeah. We're creating it. We've got a little food hub going on. We did a little bit of the opening a couple of weeks ago. So we've got Raglan Gelato, Raglan Chocolate and us. And there's been a few people that have approached being like, can we put a cabin up? So, yeah, we're creating a little community up there of fun foodies that we can use each other's products and work together and hang out.
Cool.
Hang out and talk sustainable food. It's great.
Marvellous. Yeah. All right. So there is capacity if anyone else is thinking that yeah. same thing. Yeah, can I move up there too?
Well, David, David might kill me for that, but yeah. Everybody, come along.
Yeah. I was at the open day thing. Maybe that was, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or something like that. A lot of people went through there. How many? Was there a couple hundred, something like that?
Yes, we did the open farms. I actually reckon we had probably 300 plus through the gate.
Oh, really? Okay.
Kids, families, adults, yeah. So that was the Sunday open farm. So that's a national event. Lots of farms do it across the country. But, lots of people come down from Auckland just to come and hang out. And we had some cows in the shed and did some spiels and some fun stuff, some kids quizzes and... some side-by-side rides and all that sort of stuff. So it was great. But, yeah, it must have been about 300-plus people through the door coming to learn about the creamery, which was awesome.
And it was genuine interest there too, I feel like, how it actually all works and, where's the milk come from, and that, especially for the kids and things like that and all that. Yeah, so, yeah, there was a lot of people there and they all looked, enthused. So, it was a great day. Yeah.
Yeah, people, I think, and it makes a huge difference. People being able to see it for themselves and see that literally the happy, healthy cows go from paddock to into the yards and then milk literally goes not even 100 metres before it's put into a bottle to their door. So, it's really awesome for people to be able to see it firsthand, see a cow up close, and it makes them, makes them think and enjoy that bottle of milk even more when it's on their doorstep. And we're all about that. We love encouraging people to come up to the farm and see for themselves. And it's all about the education and the next generation, because what we can do what we do and our mistakes can teach the next generation to do it better. So and to continue it. So it's great. We love doing farm tours and so educational days. People are welcome to get in touch and we can bring people up there and show them what we do.
Yeah, I know you have a few school tours and things like that going up there through there. Just get in touch with Dreamview if you want any of these things. I was going to talk about that's kind of all I had really written down. Is there anything else you want to kind of add? I know you're talking about going up to Auckland in the future. I mean, that'll be up to you, I guess, right? Go up there and case out a few joints and things.
Yeah, I got to go knock on some restaurant doors. We are definitely looking at starting to deliver up there. So if anybody knows of businesses that are interested to sort of start bringing those practices into their businesses and restaurants and cafes, if you've got any mates that are into it, then push them our way or get in touch with me and I can hit them up and let them know, because that is the goal. All right. There's not too much up there for Auckland businesses, so we need to help them out.
For sure, yes. Yeah. What other exciting things are coming up in the future?
Well, that's a good question. Now we're going to continue. We've got some still delicious yogurt flavours on the horizon, so keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
At the moment, we've got the boysenberry, but we're going to try to do some more seasonal options,
yeah.
And things like that. So, yeah, there's definitely things in the pipeline, but we don't want to reveal too much, okay?
Okay.
So keep an eye out and, well, let us know if you've got any suggestions or ideas, what you want to see on the Dreamview shelves.
Great idea. Yes. Yeah, let Dreamview know. Yeah. And best way to get a hold of Dreamview to do these marvellous things is what?
Well, you can definitely go through our website, our new flash website. That's super fun.
You do that?
I do that sometimes.
Right, yes.
I do all the photography and stuff, so it is, yeah.
All right.
But yeah, get in touch through the website or me as mia@dreamview.co.nz.
Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Yeah, and orders and that, same sort of thing?
Yeah, yep. Orders are, most of our orders now go directly through our new website. So that's been, we've fortunately but unfortunately grown a bit too big for the old text for your milk / message. So that new website is, and it's super easy to use. You just order online like you would anything else and it gets dropped off at your door.
She said, that'll save Jess a lot of work, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what I mean, fortunately, but unfortunately. Yeah. We all love to text Jess, but she's a great chat. But it has grown a little bit too far for the old everybody messaging. So the new online system is super easy. So just, create an account, order online, and it's at your door. Easy.
I'm sure if you did want to chat to Jess, you could still text her anyway, and she'd be happy to do so.
Or come up and see her. She'll hate me for saying that.
Cool, all right. That's kind of it. Thanks very much for coming on, Mia. I appreciate that.
No worries. Thanks, Greg.
And, good luck with it all.
Thank you.
And we'll keep in touch as everything progresses.